After years of work, cattle producers have a win in a trade deal with the United Kingdom. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. On May 8th, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced support for President Donald Trump's trade agreement in principle with the United Kingdom. After years of hard work by the NCBA building a foundation for a trade deal with the UK, NCBA Executive Director of Government Affairs Kent Backus says that it's great to see all this hard work finally pay off.
Well, we're very excited to see that beef has been included in this agreement in principle between the United States and the United Kingdom. This is something that NCBA has been working on for many years, really trying to work with the British government and with British stakeholders to help them understand how we raise cattle and the high quality standards that we use here. I think that the fact that beef has been included in this overall agreement in principle, I think that just speaks to the importance that agriculture plays in trade and specifically to beef. We've got a great product. We know that we have a really good opportunity ahead of us in the United Kingdom, and we're very grateful to President Trump for taking the lead on this and making sure that we were going to be part of that deal.
The NCBA has spent years advocating for expanded trade with the UK. When the UK left the European Union in 2020, that opened the door to secure trade agreements with countries like the United States. For the past few years, NCBA members have participated in several meetings, both domestically and abroad, with senior British government officials to educate them on our production practices and the unique attributes of our product. Kent Backus goes into a little bit more detail about what the NCBA has done to help push towards this trade deal with the UK.
Well, you know, for the last few years, we've really tried to build relationships with a lot of the leadership within the British government. And even as that leadership has changed hands, we've really tried to work with whoever's in charge and the other folks there to help them understand how we raise beef, how we raise cattle. And so we've been in London. We've hosted some of their officials here. We've engaged a lot with our counterparts in the UK. And what we found is that there's a lot of similarities in how we raise cattle and really the values that we place there. So, this is a market that has come out of the European Union, but they've been fed a lot of that misinformation about U.S. production practices over the years. So it's been important for us to have that direct engagement and to really work with them to dispel some of that misinformation.
He says standards set by the Beef Quality Assurance Program is something that really is important and resonates with potential trade partners.
You look at the high quality standards that we use through the Beef Quality Assurance Program. If you look at the overall quality of production that we have, that is something that resonates with British consumers. And I think that is something that they will continue to benefit from. But NCBA will continue to engage not only with the people that are negotiating these deals and helping them kind of navigate some of the technical aspects there. But on the backside of that, we're really going to engage with the British market, the British public, to talk more about all the positive attributes of cattle production and beef production here in the United States.
Nebraska cattle producer and NCBA President Buck Werbein says for years, American cattle producers have seen the United Kingdom as an ideal partner for trade. And between our countries' shared history, culture, and their desire for high-quality American beef, securing a trade agreement is a natural step forward. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.